Same-sex marriage has been legal in Florida since January 6th. The U.S. Supreme Court has just ruled it's legal in every state. This is Florida Matters.
Support for Florida Matters comes from the Hospitals of BayCare Health System, providing more than 100 health seminars, classes, and events each month. BayCare's mission is to build a healthier Tampa Bay. Register for a complimentary health seminar, class, or event at BayCareEvents.org.
From the Donna Studio at WSF Public Media, I'm Carson Cooper. The ruling was handed down on June 26th. Almost every state in the union immediately began recognizing same-sex marriages. Louisiana did not at first, but a U.S. district judge ordered the state to fall into line about a week later. Joining me to talk about the ruling, its impact on couples in Florida, and on those who say it could be a challenge to balance equal protections with religious liberties, is Mike Reedy with the St. Petersburg-based Equality Florida. Welcome back to Florida Matters.
Thank you, Carson.
And Alan Gassman, an attorney with Gassman Law Associates in Clearwater and the author of The Florida Legal Guide for Same-Sex Couples. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Carson.
So, Mike, describe your feeling when you heard that news that the Supreme Court had handed down that ruling.
You know, this is an enormous victory for anyone in America that believes in freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It truly was an enormous victory for everyone.
Were you surprised by the ruling?
No. I mean, we have seen throughout the course of the country, of which a lot of individuals see the success, a lot of people have been able to get married over the course of the last 8 years, and it seems like this was the natural progression.
Alan Gassman, as we know, same-sex unions were legalized in Florida back in January. So did anything really change in Florida when the Supreme Court ruled?
Well, I think people now can recognize that their marriages will be recognized no matter where they decide to get married, no matter when they get married, no matter when they got married. This is really going to have a very positive effect for anyone who is in a same-sex relationship and wants to be married or wants to be divorced.
But legally, does anything change at all? I mean, it's like I said, it's been in effect. It's been legal in Florida since January. So did the ruling just sort of did it have a bigger impact in other states than it did in Florida?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. And Mike Reedy, how does the court's ruling change things in Florida? Do you think it'll prompt more couples, for instance, to go ahead and take the plunge and get married?
Well, we believe so. The Williams Institute issued a report about the last time that we were here in which they said that in the first 3 years, the economic impact in Florida with only Florida couples, not including any destination weddings, would have an economic impact of $182 million in the first 3 years, $116 million in this year alone. So that's a huge impact on what the Williams Institute believes the amount of couples, about 24,000, that'll get married and take the plunge in Florida.
Now, some of those couples could have been drawn to Florida because it was legal here and perhaps not in their home state. So that could actually have a negative impact on Florida's business as far as same-sex couples go.
Well, this was an extremely conservative study. This is only Florida residents. This isn't any border weddings or any destination weddings. So that 24,000 number of couples is not including any of those that would love to come to Florida, get married here, and know that when they go home, they will be recognized.
Mm-hmm. Alan Gassman, so we pretty much know marriage is a life-changing event in the parlance of employee benefits managers. Will all employers in Florida and elsewhere, for that matter, immediately and without question offer family health coverage, for instance, to same-sex couples who are married?
I'm going to let Mike handle that question. I think he's better equipped to answer that.
Well, I think this is it's an interesting place to be because of the fact that we are seeing state legislatures try to put forth protections, whether they're RFRAs, which are the Religious Freedom Restoration Acts, trying to put loopholes in legislation to allow people to opt out of that if it somehow conflicts with their religious beliefs. But this is federally recognized marriages. This is no longer heterosexual marriages or same-sex marriages. In the federal eyes, it's supposed to just be marriages.
Just marriage, right. If you're married, Alan Gassman, you have the option to file federal income taxes as married, filing jointly or filing separately. I think around 95% of married couples do file jointly. I think it's a lower tax rate, isn't it? Will adding same-sex couples to this mix, filing jointly, impact revenue, God forbid, at the IRS? will they notice there?
The IRS will receive a little bit of extra revenue because of the marriage penalty. You're right. A lot of couples will get married in order to save taxes based upon their special circumstances. But in most cases, people will pay more taxes, and they will need to file jointly because that's less expensive than filing separately 95% of the time.
Now, Florida's working with two dates here, January 6th when the state legalized it, and June 26th when the high court ruled in favor of it for the nation. Does that date matter when filing for taxes or for benefits?
No, because the IRS recognized marriages back in 2013 and before for amending returns going back up to 3 years. So the decision won't have any impact on taxes.
Is there anything else that married couples, same-sex or, opposite-sex, for that matter, need to know before tying the knots in Florida now?
There's a lot of things because the law is so different depending upon whether you're married or you're not married. For example, if I'm married, then my pension plan has to go to my surviving spouse unless my surviving spouse signs a waiver. If I'm married and I own my house and I die, my spouse has to have at least a life estate in that house, whether my will says something different or not.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm married and I die and my will leaves everything to my children, my surviving spouse still gets 30% of what's called the elective share. So there are a great many issues that need to be thought through before somebody gets married.
So Mike Reedy, when the court decision was handed down, what reaction were you hearing from others in the LGBT community and within Equality Florida?
You know, this has been a long fight for many people. And as someone who is maybe of a younger generation, I feel like I am the end of the relay race, the last one to get the baton. But we've seen couples that have been together for 62 years that were able to get married and to be recognized and finally feel that all of the work that has happened over the course of the many decades is finally paying off. Retrospectively, we also were receiving emails. I remember I received an email from a gentleman just 3 days before the January 6th decision in which he was congratulating us, but was sad because unfortunately his partner of more than 40 years passed away just 2 days before that decision, which means that they were not able to get married. They were not able to share many of those benefits. And that's exactly what we fight for. We fight for the good news, and we also fight for those that unfortunately didn't get to see it through.
So, Al Gassman, what are you hearing from your clients or prospective clients?
Well, my clients are wondering whether they should get married. They're wondering now whether their joint assets, which we call as owned as tenants by the entireties, are creditor proof, the way Florida protects certain joint assets that are titled originally to a married couple. If their marriage wasn't recognized by Florida at the time that they got married by another state, are those assets probably need to be reconveyed now in order to be protected from a creditor standpoint? I have couples who are in two separate homesteads in the same county, and now that they're married, the property appraiser is going to take away one of their homesteads. So there's a lot of different technical issues. I have clients who are going to get married and pay a lot more Medicare tax because the exemption is $200,000 a year per person if you're single, but $250,000 a couple if you're married. So it's a lot of technical things going on.
And we should certainly point out that this applies to all married couples, the loss of a homestead when you get married and so on. So it affects everyone. Because marriage is legal in all states, I would assume that it's true divorce is legal too. Is that correct?
Divorce will need to be recognized now in all states. Now, of course, they
is that automatic or does it need to be spelled out?
I mean, that is fairly automatic. If a state is recognizing a marriage, then it will also recognize the divorce. I'm interested, actually, Alan, are you seeing any increase in business since January, maybe from same-sex couples, more than what you had prior to 2015?
Yes, since January, because they, you know, are able to basically come out and be public about their relationships. People, beyond the legal aspect here, there's been a lot of, you know, professionals in the Tampa Bay community who have had to keep their relationships, I'll use the clause in the closet, for decades. And in January, a substantial percentage of them felt comfortable socially and professionally coming out and not feeling that they would not be discriminated against by their own clients, their own customers, their own colleagues. So it's been a touching situation.
Now, Mike Reedy, was it January when the states began allowing same-sex couples who were married to, for instance, visitation rights in hospitals and guardianship over a spouse? Has that been in effect since January in Florida?
In reference to those that were married in Florida,
yes.
That have the marriage, yes. We've seen where individuals that were married are able to have those rights. We still very much advocate for domestic partnerships to be in place for the many couples that choose not to get married. Those protections when going into a hospital allow people to see and be recognized within the county or within the state when they go to make those medical decisions.
Now, some people hear domestic partnerships, they hear roommates. I mean, would that apply to opposite sex domestic partnerships, if you will, as well as same-sex?
Well, I believe, you know, Alan, I'll defer to you on the legal on that. But in my understanding of the domestic partnership registry is those are same-sex couples, those are individuals that choose to cohabitate or live with another person, share everything with that person, and want them to be there for those decisions. But Alan, what would you say are the
I have legal? Real mixed feelings about the domestic partnership registration statutes. It does most importantly allow schools to share information about children with somebody's domestic partner, with the actual parent's domestic partner. It also replaces the need for a healthcare power of attorney to enable a domestic partner to represent you or to visit you in the hospital. But by the same token, you can sign a healthcare power of attorney that allows that. And most of these domestic partnership statutes say that each domestic partner will be responsible for supporting the other.
Many same-sex couples would argue that they were forced into a domestic partnership because it was illegal to get married at the time. But now that marriage is legal, domestic partnerships may be irrelevant.
Right. Right. And you may want to opt out of domestic partnership and get married to have those same rights and at the same time not have an obligation to support each other if there's a horrendous hospital bill or that type of catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen this actually in Hillsborough County where last fall they passed the domestic partnership registry and Commissioner Crist gave a perfect example of where his father had to be rushed to the hospital at 1 a.m. in the morning, and he had the power of attorney, and he had a stack of all the paperwork that he was told he was supposed to have, and he got to the hospital, and they told him he couldn't see his father. Mm-hmm. So the domestic partnership registry that we actually have here in Hillsborough County has that added provision where you can designate a person to make those decisions whether or not they cohabitate with you.
And that depends on local governments. For instance, as you said, Hillsborough County, but it may be different in Manatee or Citrus County. Mike, do you have any idea? You may not, but do you have any idea how many couples tied the knot in the days following the High Court's decision?
I do not. We don't have those numbers quite yet, but I will gladly get that back to you.
Alan Gassman, if a same-sex married couple has any problems with benefits or taxes or anything that's afforded to married couples, whom should they contact?
Probably Mike, because he's less expensive than I am. You know, a lot of affluent married couples are going to go to their estate planning lawyers and their tax advisors and get some information and get some advice on a lot of different complex issues.
If you're working for a company and you want health benefits for the family, and perhaps it's just the couple, and the employer says, nope, can't do that. What do you do?
Well, I think what Alan, you know, for many people, they will consult with their lawyer. And we at Equality Florida, being the largest civil rights organization in Florida dedicated to the LGBT community, we are proud to be one of the largest resources that Florida couples have. So to go to eqfl.org, in which you can look at marriage, some of the frequently asked questions. We have a very large team of lawyers that have been there to answer some of the easy questions. But as things get more complicated, and of course, as someone deals with their own paperwork, they should consult with Alan. and other attorneys.
We've got links to these resources and many others on our website. Same-sex marriage has been legal in Florida since January. The U.S. Supreme Court has just ruled it's legal in every state. My guests are Mike Reedy with St. Petersburg-based Equality Florida and Alan Gassman, an attorney with Gassman Law Associates in Clearwater. Some opponents of same-sex marriage say they've been demonized over their opposition and say they're afraid their religious liberties are threatened. We'll take a look at that as we continue. I'm Carson Cooper. This is Florida Matters. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that all states must recognize same-sex marriage. Florida and dozens of other states beat them to the punch by legalizing it earlier this year or before. My guests are Mike Reedy with St. Petersburg-based Equality Florida and Alan Gassman, an attorney with Gassman Law Associates in Clearwater. And we invite you to weigh in on our Facebook page or send an email to floridamatters@wusf.org. Chief Justice Roberts, who was among those who dissented on the decision, said the decision creates serious questions about religious liberties. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus warned that churches could become the next gay marriage battleground, and legal scholars have weighed in saying the tax code could be used to compel churches to step in line with the ruling. Could churches actually lose their tax-exempt status over the same-sex marriage issue?
I think they absolutely could, and it's going to be a very, very interesting topic to watch over the next few years, if not decades.
Mike Reedy, would you favor that?
Would I favor what?
Churches losing their tax-exempt status for over the gay or the same-sex marriage issue.
Honestly, I don't know enough about what kind of legal ramifications they're trying to do on that, on what is to imply as to why they would be with or without the tax exemption. I know in general we're seeing an increase in popularity among Americans who believe in general whether or not it's relevant to same-sex marriage on the tax exemption status. So that part will be interesting to see play out over the course of the next few years as those legislations come through.
Do churches have something to worry about? Is this a valid concern in your opinion?
I don't think it's a serious concern. I'm sure that the Internal Revenue Service and all the powers that be are going to make sure that nobody loses an election because of the way the IRS conducts itself relating to churches.
Well, one thing you can say, the Catholic Church does not allow women to be priests. Women are not allowed in many cases to walk through the front door of a mosque, and I don't think I've ever heard the tax code being used against those institutions to sort of pry those doors open. But there are people of faith, as you know, who claim their religious liberties are violated when they are compelled by law to, as they say, bake the cake for the gay wedding or the flower arrangement, things like that. Do they have a point?
They certainly have a point, and the government has a point also enacting legislation which prevents that type of discrimination. You know, we were with separate water fountains here before Brown versus the Board of Education, and this government and this country and this state is going to have to revisit this issue and give a lot of thought to it. It's going to be a big election year issue.
Well, these RFRAs, these Religious Freedom Restoration Acts that have been put forth in other states, and we've seen a version of it here in Florida, basically allowing individuals to deny.
What was the example here in Florida, by the way?
Well, we had it in the adoption agencies. There was trying to make it where any of the adoption agencies could discriminate against a possible adoptive couple or person based on religious beliefs. And unfortunately, that doesn't quite work because the Department of Children and Families outsources 100% of the child care to outside agencies. So we're not talking about any safe haven. We're talking about individuals and agencies that would be able to discriminate against, if it's Catholic, they could discriminate against divorced adoptive parents. They could discriminate against Jewish parents or same-sex. I mean, the amount of individuals that could potentially be discriminated against was very large.
What's your thoughts on the business owners who don't want to bake the cake, saying that forces them into taking part into taking part in something that violates their religious beliefs?
I believe they're providing a service to a paying customer. And as an individual who is LGBT, my tax dollars, 100% of it goes in. And for it to then be discriminated against me doesn't quite make sense for a business that uses those tax dollars to pay for the streetlights and the sidewalks and the streets to get to their business, and then to deny a group of individuals is a very, very different way of looking at it than I do.
I want to ask you one more thing about gay adoptions. We were talking about that. A court found them perfectly okay in Florida some time ago. The legislature officially repealed it more recently. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that this last session, we saw it struck out of the Constitution, the Florida Constitution. But before that happened, that was where that RFRA came through. We saw that bill trying to be passed in which agencies could discriminate based on religious beliefs. As someone who hopes to adopt in the future, I would hope that we could see that we have more than 600 kids that are available for adoption, and that if my partner and I are stable and willing and loving to take care of a child, it's a far better place for them than to be in the system. And I believe that many people can get behind that.
From a legal standpoint, married couples, are they more desirable to adoption agencies? Do they want to see two people, a two-person household?
I don't know what adoption agencies want to see, to be honest, but it's nice now that clients can go and adopt a child openly and not have to do, well, I'll adopt him this year and you adopt him next year and we'll sneak it through the system. It's pretty sad that that's what had to be done in the last decade. It's going to be nice in the next decade that people can openly go together as a same-sex couple and adopt a child, and that the child can have both parents at the same time. It's pretty nice.
Alan Gassman, do you have a read on what the broader agenda for the LGBT community or the movement may be from this point forward?
I think just following in Mike's footsteps here and patiently and professionally progressing with lobbyists, with legislation, with getting the word out to the general public as to what the rules are, what the rights are, how it hurts people to have to be discriminated against, the degree that to which the discrimination will still be legal. Those things are just a process that's going to unfold for over the next decade.
Mike, the same-sex marriage was the long-sought-after prize among the LGBT movements, who in recent years, the movement has really grown to multi-million-dollar organizations with highly skilled workers. And now it would sort of seem that they're victims of their own success. I mean, what is an activist like yourself, for instance, going to do now? Are you out of work? What do you do next?
No, I mean, I believe that we all, especially those that were specific to marriage, they have worked themselves out of a job. And that is exactly what they wanted to do. As civil rights activists in general, you want to see your job to be done. You want to believe that that's the way that it is. But as we've seen with interracial couples, as we've seen with same-sex couples, just because it may be the law of the land doesn't necessarily mean that everyone believes it to be true. So there's still plenty to do in terms of bullying that we see in our schools. In the discrimination, as we talked about, we have the Florida Competitive Workforce Act, which is a bill in the Florida legislature that would make it illegal to discriminate against individuals based on sexual orientation and gender identity and expression.
And I understand that you would like to be in Tallahassee in the state legislature at some point. Is that something we can mention here early?
Absolutely. I have filed. We've been here for a few months. I am running for the Florida House District 63, which is the northeastern part of Hillsborough County. And it's definitely important in my mind that we have a real representation of the way that the population looks in the state of Florida. Ironically, it's called the House of Representatives, and yet it looks very different than that. As an LGBT individual, in which we only have one LGBT legislator currently, It is very important that we have someone at the table. As Tammy Baldwin, Senator Baldwin, has said, that if you're not at the table, the conversation is about you. And when you're at the table, the conversation is with you. And that is one of the main motivations for being in Tallahassee.
And Alan Gassman, I'll let you put in a plug for the Florida Legal Guide to Same-Sex Couples. Would that be a guide for any couple?
Any couple, married or unmarried, same-sex or opposite-sex, a lot of the different tax, estate planning, and related issues that come up are covered by this book, which is $1.99 on Amazon. That's the lowest they'll allow us to set it, and we're just glad to send it out as a public service.
Mike Reedy, tell us about Equality Florida, the organization that you've been associated with for some time, based in St. Petersburg. What is it looking to do now?
Well, we definitely are moving forth with those non-discrimination policies. We have passed more than 36 local, whether it be a city or county, ordinances based on non-discrimination of same-sex individuals in the LGBT community. We're looking to get that patchwork filled by having it done statewide. The bullying in schools, there are many issues that we still have and that we will see in the future, but Equality Florida is here to stay.
All right, before I let you go, final thoughts, anything that we didn't cover here that you think needs to get out at this point?
Well, I definitely think, you know, the work that we do with Equality Florida, there's a large portion of it that's advocacy. And then we also have programs, what I deal with specifically, which is our Equality Means Business and our Another Business for Equality programs, which are our small and large business initiatives. Being able to spotlight those employers that have non-discrimination policies and actively support everyone that's a part of their workforce and their consumer base. We're seeing that corporate social responsibility, and as Alan said, his business is increasing, and we're seeing lots of business in many of those industries that are able to provide a service to same-sex couples now more than ever.
Alan Gassman.
One of my favorite quotes is by Tom Peters, and he says, if you're not confused, you're not paying attention. So there's no doubt that Mike's work and the work of many is going to continue, and the ripple effect that this Supreme Court ruling has had on different states, different governments, different insurance systems, different people, people's lives, it's all going to continue to unravel for quite a few years. It'll be very interesting to watch. And these little tide wars and these little ruminations and these little clarifications and these court processes are far from over.
Alan Gassman, an attorney with Gassman Law Associates in Clearwater and author of The Florida Legal Guide for Same-Sex Couples, and Mike Reedy with St. Petersburg-based Equality Florida. It has been great to have you both back. Good luck to you both, and thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Carson.
Thank you very much, Carson. We appreciate it very much.
And that's it for today's show. The conversation continues online on our Facebook page, or you can send us an email. We always appreciate your questions and comments. Our email address is floridamatters@wusf.org. Our show is produced by Lottie Watts, our engineer, Craig George. Florida Matters is a production of WUSF Public Media. I'm Carson Cooper. Thanks for listening.